Well, AC/DC, they're the world's greatest rock and roll band, and people who listen to Triple M, they grew up listening to AC/DC. It's such a huge part of their lives. And Gus, you actually mentioned before you lost your virginity while listening to an AC/DC song.
I did.
It's a song off their new album. But on their new album, Rock or Bust, it is shaping as an absolute classic. Over the weekend, I listened to Let's Play Ball over and over. I listened to it sober, pissed and hungover, and it sounded good every time, so I passed the test. And we're lucky enough to be joined by a couple of legends.
Well, as a recent virgin.
That's it. Brian Johnson, Angus Young. Real... Boys, welcome to the grill team.
Hey, baby, how are you? You guys are real Australians, aren't you?
We are. Mate, we're the real deal. Yes. We're broadcasting across the road from Checkers Night Spot here on Goulburn Street. Now,
I know that.
Well, I remember once, Angus, I think you boys played Checkers across the road, and you had a support band back in Bond's days. A fellow called Geordie was the backup band.
That's right,
No, yeah, was that right? Were you
I remember when we played there one night, and Mal said he walked in. We played, there was nobody in. And Mal said he'd come in to collect the check, the money from the gig that you did, and... He said he seen one there, but he said, "But there was nobody in." I mean, we really made a big impact down there.
Gentlemen, can I just say congratulations on the new album? It sounds great, Angus. Mate, your 17th studio album. Jesus, you must be tired.
Oh, thank you for that vote of confidence. I do my best, you know.
Guys, there's 11 tracks in the new album, all very short and punchy. Was that deliberate?
Yeah, it was. It was, I guess it goes back to, in the time of the 60s when songs were short and sweet, I mean, you heard all those great songs, like you'd say from, the Kinks, "You Really Got Me." They all packed that power into a few minutes, And or the Who, "My Generation," they're all, power packed stuff.
Yeah.
And that's what we wanted. We just wanted, pack as much punch into each track as we'd done. And Brendan O'Brien was, he was the one saying, "Yeah, we've got to keep everything interest, keep a lot of interest there. We don't want people to, be bored. We want them to hear, excitement all the way through." So that's what we went for.
Oh, we love you. We love you big time, mate. You know that. And watching a bit of footage of you guys of just over the last few days, it all started in a little suburb called Burwood, right here in Sydney, Angus.
That's right, yeah. I always said if you made it big in Burwood, you'll make it big anyway.
Is that a Frank Sinatra song?
There's plenty of people in Burwood and all parts of Australia that are going to be looking forward to your world tour, boys. Brian, in particular, mate, how much are you looking forward to getting on the road again and embarking on a world tour?
Well, I think we're all excited about it, after the hiccup, it's not hiccup, but after what happened with Malcolm and everything, the uncertainty and everything, and maybe he's thinking you'd never do the thing that you like the best ever again. And then good old Malcolm just said, listen, keep making it, the music, lads. And so now, after the studio, it was such great fun with Stevie Young. Mm. And now we're just kind of waiting to get on the road, We're getting itchy feet.
I bet you are.
Now, boys, we've just come back from New York for a week, and I found myself stumbling around the streets there. Seriously, just full of it, not knowing where I was. Brian, you blokes were always touring so much in different cities. Ever had a moment where you just completely forgot where you were?
Of course, that's part of rock and roll. I mean, not on a regular basis, but of course, sometimes you don't know where you are. I remember once the biggest cock-up I ever did was playing in Dublin one night, and the next night we were playing in Belfast. And on the way up there, I remember we were stopped at the border, and all them guys stuck, these army guys, and stuck guns in our faces and asking who we were. And we're going, oh, bloody hell. And of course, I get on stage in Belfast, and I'm going, hey, Dublin. Oh, I'll tell you. you don't want to do that there.
That's right.
We
said we're not with him.
And the boys stuck right behind us. Left.
That's right. Which way is the exit?
No, but it does happen. You can be anywhere in the world, because you're working so hard, and sometimes you're going to hang on a minute. Are we in Chile or in Brazil?
So what they do every night before he goes on in the front of the stage, big sign saying, "Brian, you're in Chile."
Well, you blokes are no strangers to adversity. I mean, if we go back, the Back in Black album there, Brian, can I ask you, were you nervous taking over from and replacing Bond? I mean, you've probably been asked this a million times, I imagine.
Well, it's an understatement, isn't it? I mean, I was one of Bon Scott's biggest fans. I thought he was a great poet, you know, great with words. He was brilliant. And a great singer and a great frontman, you know, a great showman. And, you know, but, you know, you're going to do these things. You kind of duck and dive once you're in that position. And we just went out and did it. And it was just brilliant. You know, the fans were good. You know, the new, I had a tough gig, tough act to follow. But, you know, the band were great. You know, everybody was great. So it made it a lot easier.
Brian gave it his best shot, you know. I mean, you'd never find somebody like Bon again. We knew that, you know. And it was just finding somebody had a unique character, you know. From the moment Brian walked through the door, he hadn't even sung a note, and you could tell, who is this guy?
Who is this ugly bastard?
Mal said, is this Andy Capp come to life? Who is this guy?
I listened to an interview yesterday with Brian on Howard Stern's show, and gee, I tell you, he is AC/DC material because he sounded great on that. But I also saw that for the audition for the band way back, Angus, obviously, Bon was one of the contenders, but also JPY and William Shakespeare were the three contenders for the lead role, and Bon got it. And I suppose, Brian, once you hear this grab that we're taking out of Long Way to the Top, you had a lot to live up to.
He'd lined up a couple of bottles of bourbon. Somebody had given him some dope or something. There was that, and somebody had put out some speed somewhere. And he downed these bottles of bourbon. And I said to Malcolm, I said, geez, if this guy can walk, let alone sing, it's going to be something.
Sounds like our week in New York, boys.
Unbelievable.
But he pulled it off.
And only he could.
What about coming to Australia, boys? We spoke about the world tour a minute ago, but Australia in particular, we've certainly grabbed you as our own, and even though your accents don't sound like you're Australian as us.
Hey, wait a minute. Australia's my stomping ground. You got to... I grew up in Sydney. I'm a Sydney boy.
You are, mate.
That's right. I mean, who else would claim to come from Burwood, you know?
that was Gus Wallace.
Hey, Angus, on that, in the 70s, you played inside just about every pub in Sydney. At what point, mate, for you blokes, was that shift where you go, hang on, we've all of a sudden become this huge international act?
What do you mean? When
the ambitions changed, when you went from being that great, you know, Sydney band that everyone loved, all of a sudden, mate, you become a worldwide act. What was that shifting? Was there a little tipping point there?
Yeah, well, it just at one point, you know, it was like Mal himself had said, look, we can keep playing, you know, around all the traps for years, you know.
Yeah.
He said, or we can take a shot and see, you know. I mean, there was a lot of interest in us before we even left Australia, so that was a plus, you know, because there was a lot of people who were saying, you know, we want them to come to either America or go to, you know, kick off in Europe. You know, and the manager we had it out at the time, Michael Browning, he used to say, "Yeah, we'll hit England first." We worked every country we went into. We, you know, we started small and, you know, worked up and got bigger as each place. You know, so that was always the band. It was always a lot of touring, a lot of playing. Yeah, and it took a long time. You know. I think I was sitting with Cliff the other day and we were doing some interviews, and Cliff pointed out, he said, hey, you know, those first 5 years he was on board, he just said, you know, they just went whoosh. We were just working everywhere, playing, and if we weren't playing, we were zooming into the studio. So,
boys, the song Thunderstruck, transgresses across all ages. We're in our mid-40s and we love it. My 7-year-old daughter now plays it as her favourite song, her pump-up song. It must give you a bit of a giddy feeling when it goes through so many generations. Such an iconic song.
Yes, well, I mean, yeah, that's great. It is a great track, Thunderstruck, you know. Yeah, I mean, I hear it sometimes and I go, who is that?
It was a truth that ACDC come from a sewing machine, the band name?
Yeah, off the back of my sister's machine, yeah.
Wow.
Mm. I mean, we were shooting around trying to find names to come up with, and, you know, it was her that said, you know, What about this name?
Well, on that first appearance on Countdown, given the fact Bond was in a dress, they might have thought it was something else.
Yeah, that's right. You got that right, you know. No. Well, as Bond said, I mean, he'd been kicking the traps for years, and he said, you know, and he does, you know, somebody said to him, hey, try this out. I think it was Ian Meldrum said, you know, I wonder why.
Yeah, I wonder why with Molly. Hey, gentlemen, we're just about running out of time. I just want to ask Brian, Angus, yourself, there's people listening here. We've all got our favourite AC/DC songs and albums. For you two blokes, what is your favourite AC/DC song and what's your favourite album?
Favourite song. What with yours?
Well, my favourite song, it's a biased one. It's Shook Me All Night Long because it's the first song I wrote with the boys. It's the first song I wrote with the boys, you know, and it was the first song I recorded with the boys, and it was on Back in Black. And, you know, it's a tough question to answer, but Back in Black would change my life. So, of course, I've got to say Back in Black.
Brilliant. Angus?
Well, I think for me, it's probably the song that kicked it all, you know. I mean, I think the first big song we ever really had, especially in Aussie, was probably Long Way to the Top if you want to rock and roll. Yeah. Or as some people say, Long Way to the Shop if you want a sausage roll.
Sausage roll.
That's right.
And was it true that in High Voltage they wanted AC/DC somewhere, so on the chords you went AC/DC with your...
That's right. It was a kind of thing, you know. I remember when I come up with the idea, we were in a truck on the way to Wyala in South Australia, and I was, you know, banging away in my head, you know, I'm chanting that thing, High Voltage Rock and Roll. I think it was Phil at the time said to me, he goes, that's a bit corny, isn't it? And I said, yeah, it might be a bit corny, but it might be our next song.
Angus, the band has so many cool riffs, mate. Do you have a favourite riff that you enjoy playing the most?
Gee whiz, I like Back in Black. I mean, I just like it because it's just such a, you know, it's a song, you know, you just hit that first chord, bum, da da da, da da da, and you played a little cool lick, it's just a cool thing, you know. Yeah, and I go, hey, geez, this is a joy. I can stand up here and try and look cool, you know. Which is pretty tough when you're standing there as a, you know, pretty... No, I'm not a youngster now standing up there in a school suit. You know?
When you play that bit, when you play them two chords, it really is like setting a grenade off with the audience. It, you know, so it's thunderstruck. So it shook me.
Yeah.
You hear that? So it's the start of Highway to Hell. You know, just them chords that the boys do. You know, just sets this fuse off. Pretty exciting to watch from stage.
Boys, it's an absolute pleasure to speak to you, and we cannot wait to see you on the world tour.
Yeah. Okay, boys. Take care.
Good on you, boys.
Thanks, Angus.
Look after yourselves, boys.
All right. Cheers, man.